Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Aerosmith bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That website is over 22 years old. We built it and got the URL in the fall of 97. Built the website and launched it in October of 97. And many variations since then. It's what we have now, and hopefully it's designed to help you find what you need to improve your small business. Lots of stuff there, articles, archives. As you know, we've been doing the show here for 22 years. We're celebrating our anniversary, a little extra obnoxious this week with all the things we're doing in the celebration of milestones. I encourage you to celebrate your milestones. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later on in the week. But I want, right now, it's just you and me, and I want to talk about China. China is, I don't know if it's on your mind, I don't know if it's on your radar screen or not. Probably ought to be, because China does impact our small businesses directly, indirectly. I know there are some small business owners, they respond to me as we poll them, who are directly impacted by China. Who are in our audience? We've got some listeners in China, who on our simulcast, our internet simulcast. But in terms of China's, how we should think about China. Let me tell you how I think we should think about it. How I think about them. China is a force to be reckoned with. They're about half malevolent and half beneficial. The beneficial part is the business we can do with them. The malevolent part is the fact that they have an evil regime. This communism is evil by definition. At its core, communism is evil. It's a dictatorship. It's a despot organization over there. The people are not free. There's no democracy. The people have to do whatever autonomy they have, whatever self-determination they have, whatever freedom they have, whatever liberties they have. Are all on a leash, played out by the party, by the Communist Party, by their president for life. They call him. He's not really a president. Presidents are elected. He's a dictator, for life. Xi Jinping, and I think I'm saying his name correctly. So it's not a democracy. The people have liberty and freedom only to the degree that the government allows them to have that. And so that's not good. That's not a good long-term scenario. Look at Russia. Russia, you know, and that, of course, they've kind of regressed, haven't they? But back to China. China is not as much our enemy or a threat to us as they are a threat to themselves. China is a basket case of dysfunction. They're an environmental nightmare. They've got thousands of hogs, dead hogs floating in their rivers. They can't even eat their own pork. The Chinese eat a lot of hogs. They eat a lot of pork. It's a plentiful source of protein. They eat a lot of hogs, but they're importing our hogs because they've got swine flu over there. They still got a lot of their population burning open fires. The smog situation over there is almost existential. Remember during the Olympics in Beijing, they had to quit letting cars drive. You couldn't drive a car in Beijing for 30 days prior to the Olympics because its smog was so bad. Remember SARS? Remember the disease SARS 20 years ago, 18 years ago? That originated in China because from the environment. Their economy is propped up by the government. Their banks are propped up by the government. Every day, we talk, ours, we had to bail our banks out 10 years ago. But these banks are propped up every day. There's an article in the Journal this week about the weakness of their small banks, their regional banks. Now, we had that problem here too, but we solved it. We dealt with it. We cleaned it up and we moved on. That's what capitalism does. Capitalism isn't perfect, my friends, but when capitalism fails, the failure is identified. We pay the price, we clean it up, and we move on and we make it better. Communism doesn't do that because they've got this image they have to project that they're being successful. Communism, socialism doesn't know how to solve anything. It only creates problems. They've got a demographic nightmare over there. They've got an aging population that they're going to be, it's going to drop. When those people get older, the productivity in China is going to drop because they had the one-child policy for 40 years that caused the abortion of 300, 400 million female births. There should be a couple hundred million females in China that aren't there now because they were aborted or killed. Because of the one-child policy. The one-child policy meant if I can only have one child, I want a boy. That's what they thought. So the females were aborted. We know this. So now there are millions, tens of millions of grumpy young men who don't have any girls to hang out with. That's a demographic nightmare. China, they're not industrious. They're not entrepreneurial and they're not innovative. Their tech sector is collapsing right now. China is its own worst enemy, not our worst enemy. Tim Tale, I'm Jim Blasingham, and I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.